Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The affordability crisis and political divisiveness were key topics in Sunday's New Jersey gubernatorial debate, the first of two ahead of November's election. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
Republican Jack Cittarelli and Democrat Mikey Sherrill took on questions town hall style from journalists, professors, students, and community members at Rider University. The biggest topic centered on what the candidates can do to ease voters' financial burdens. When it came to rising electric bill costs, Cittarelli heaped blame on large investments in offshore wind turbines.
Nobody wants wind farms off our Jersey shore. They'll reopen and repurpose the plants. We'll expand our nuclear footprint in South Jersey. We will accelerate solar on the rooftops of our warehouses, and we're pulling out of the regional greenhouse gas initiative.
Meanwhile, Sherrill said multiple parties were to blame, mentioning among them grid operator PJM or the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities.
Some of our utility companies have made over $1 billion in profits, and yet our ratepayers are constantly suffering. So I'm going to freeze those rate hikes by declaring a state of emergency.
Other points of contention include Sherrill's assertion Cittarelli would be in lockstep with President Trump, while Cittarelli said he was out to serve New Jerseyans. Both condemned political violence in the wake of Charlie Kirk's killing, but Cittarelli called for political violence to be classified a hate crime, while Sherrill emphasized both her opposition to political violence and support for free speech. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A shooting early Sunday morning near Rowan University had students on alert. KYW's Sunny Morgan was on campus as students woke up to the news.
I wasn't up, but I woke up shortly after it, and I saw the email, like, notification that came in on my phone shortly before I woke up.
That was Julian, who says they weren't out last night, but got the news the same way all students did, via campus alert. Police tell NBC 10 a shooting happened just after 2:30 a.m. on Main Street near the Landmark Bar and Grill. Campus officials say no students were involved, and Glassboro police say there is no active threat to the community. Ethan Woods was taking a walk and saw the heavy police presence.
There was a Stockton University shooting a couple weeks ago, so like it's unfortunately been like a little too common in like the state, the area recently.
There is no word on what led to the shooting or if anyone was injured. Glassboro police say they are actively investigating the shooting alongside the Gloucester County Prosecutor's Office.
It's going to be an everyday occurrence, or at least I hope not, but I know there's a lot of like cops that always patrol campus. They're always ready, and they do a good job at like making me feel comfortable when I walk around here.
Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What a finish. The Eagles somehow remain undefeated after an unbelievable 33-26 win over the Rams. KYW's Dave Uvram reports from South Philadelphia.
Once again, the Eagles found a way to win, and in this instance, it was a walk-off blocked field goal by Jordan Davis against Rams kicker Joshua Cardy. Scoop and score. To the roar of the link. This, the second Eagles block field goal of the fourth quarter.
You know, it came down to just the technique and the fundamentals of everything. A lot of people look at field goal block as just another play, just another down, put your hands up, get off the field, check a box. But the way we talked about it on the sideline, we knew, especially off his last kick, we knew his angle. We knew his launch point when it's at the 30-yard line, somewhere around there. And we just hit the gap, put our hands up at the right time. And then I seen the ball on the ground.
They're happy to be 3-0. They're happy they didn't quit. They got the passing game going, yet they know they have a lot to work on, as emphasized by head coach Nick Sirianni.
We very easily could be on the other side of this today.
Next week, they visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Reporting from the link, Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia mourns one of its great heroes as it says goodbye to legendary goalie Bernie Parent. KYW's Phil Casey has more on the life of the Hall of Fame original Flyer.
You know, when you have bumper stickers, "Only God Saves More Than Bernie," which was famous. And it was like, for that period of time, the Flyers were as big as the Eagles are now.
Hockey Hall of Fame journalist and WIP analyst Al Morganti says part of the Hall of Famer's appeal was his authenticity.
Very, very relaxed, very casual, and with the fans, very, very real. The moments weren't like you wouldn't say there's a standout. I think when you have that so-called life well lived, it's more like just a real than a standout moment.
We spoke with Perrant in 2020, where he told us about how his teams connected with the fans.
You show your love to the crowd, they show love back to you. What it does is you don't always have good games, you know, but when you become part of the family, they will stand by you when you have a tough game.
Bernie Perrant posted what many consider the best back-to-back seasons in hockey history, winning the Vezina for Goalie of the Year and the Conn Smythe for Playoff MVP in both the 1974 and 75 seasons, as the Flyers won consecutive Cups. His number one would be sent to the rafters in 1979, never to be worn by anyone in the orange and black again. Bernie Perrant was 80 years old. Phil Casey, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.